Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Imagine you're out in rural Virginia and you have a medical emergency. You need to be airlifted to a hospital miles away. Eventually, you get a bill, an astronomical bill with an eye-popping number you can't afford. Jill Hankin, the Virginia Poverty Law Center, says patients need lawmakers to step in and provide protection.
When a consumer has insurance and they have an emergency or they go to an in-network provider, they should never get a balanced bill.
But when insurance companies and healthcare providers can't come to an agreement, patients get stuck holding the bill. One potential solution on the table in Washington and in Richmond would force some kind of arbitration. Another would use a regional average to come up with a bill. Clark Barineau at the Medical Society of Virginia says one approach he's concerned about would be benchmarking a dollar amount to an arbitrary number that would be the same in Bath County as it is in Arlington.
Rural providers already operate on such, you know, thin margins. It would eventually force providers to make some hard business decisions. And nobody wants that to happen because those are the people and the parts of the Commonwealth who need care the most.
This fall, the U.S. Senate is expected to debate a bill that would offer benchmarking as a potential solution for surprise billing. But Barineau says that could hit rural communities in Virginia hardest. I'm Michael Pope.